Parshas Vayera Chofshin Hayindahe. Okay. Parsha starts off with the tremendous nes, the tremendous chesed of Rom's Malachim. The Torah goes to Len at length to speak about the unbelievable chesed of Rom, at least we know is Malachim, so at the end of the day, I don't know, they made like they ate, but the Rom went through great lengths. Chutzi Chamin Atito, Gavalda Gazach, and Chazal said a tremendous reward for the tremendous chesed that Avram did. Lamaisa, right after that, we have another parasha. The parasha from Ve'evoshne Malachu Seduim Bo Erev Eloi Yoshu B'Shastoim. Lloyd comes and he sees two malachim come and he goes wild. He bows to them, he brings them into the house, and we see his nefesh. The Torah speaks a little bit, but we don't see any reward that Lloyd got. Okay, the Chazal said that he was going to be killed. Unbelievable, Maisa Chesed. So much so, that he was ready to be his own nefesh. He knew how much it meant. And also he said, here, take my two daughters. Daughters, let me be machtazorich. And yet, soiva shel dava, we don't see that Eloit be'etzem, there was any major thing, maybe we know the story, but at the end of the day, we don't see that there was a major reward for this ma'aseh chesed of Lord, which seemingly is an unbelievable ma'aseh chesed. Tzorich l'ayin, that's the first question. The second question, I'm going to go through the parasha now, different questions, and Mr. Hashem become with one Yisoid Beis Hashem. The next kasha is Apella de Gazach. Loit is pulled out by his gotchkes out of Stoin. They pull him out, mamish. He's holding on, he doesn't want to go out. He gets out. And the Chazal say, the Pasuk says that he was saved. B'shus Avram, they told him you can't look back. If you look back, it turned into a sword. His wife looked back, she turned into salt. And the rest is history. Go, if you take your cameras and go get good pictures of Lot's wife out there, down the Dead Sea, near the Dead, wherever it is. Anyway, the Vaisa, Sevishal Doshita, why can they look back? But they weren't saved, this who they were saved. Because when you're not saved, your own sword. So the mice, you don't have a head to look back. And they knew, so he knew Lord wasn't saved for his own souls, he was saved for his Avram. So when the Malach says, okay, go run to Avram. So what does Lord do? No, it's not so easy, I'm not going there, I can't go. Hell, look at that, what's the Sanhag of Lord? You know that he's so saved for his Avram. All you might as well, you had Hatzlach with Avram. Now you went by yourself on your own. What's the pshat? The Lord doesn't run right away to Avram. He says, no, there's another year, that's Kraver. We see what happened afterwards. Rahman Zayitaka separated from Avram because he lived with his daughter. There's an old story. What's the Pshat Lord that he didn't go back to Avram? Next Kasha, a different Parsha. This Parsha is so molly that God is murdering. The next is a murdering Parsha. Sorrow, Baruch Hashem, is Zeicha to a child with Avram, Yitzchok, Baruch Hashem, very happy occasion. They have the bris, and Avram makes a big mishter. And then an interesting story happens. V'teira Soras ben Hagar mitzvah asher yodel Avram mitzachek. She sees the ben Hagar mitzvah asher yodel Avram mitzachek. She's him, he's mitzachek, he's joking around. He's having a party! Time to party! He's having a little party, he's partying around over there. Get him out of the house. The second guy was chucked from yeshiva. Yeah, last week's the first. Get him out of the house. So two kashas, first of all. First of all, he was mitzah. He made a little joke about the rabbi and the priest. That's come on, you know, take it easy, get him out of the house, man. Small joke he made, the story with the priest, the rabbi, they went down the block, he made a joke, that's what you kick him out of yeshiva for. You know, Shiva calls him in, he has to get a water. It was just a joke in the dining room. Out! It's Pshat, it's Pele de Gazach. Let's check them out, what? This is Yishmael. Yishmael, he sends him out, and Avram is so. Second of all, the tithe, this was very much more than you see, the tithe in the Pesach, but Toyim la Avram, Goresh will get him out of the house. Ki lo yira, he's not going to inherit with me. That's the reason we get him out, he's not going to get an inheritance. What's the shaykh? That's throw him out. He's not going to inherit.
He's not going to inherit with
it. Okay, so he won't inherit. So
I'm
saying this.
Not money-wise.
Oh, Yishmael, it's Kliyaka. It's the main Kliyaka. That's what he means. Oh, but the Pashim Pshat, Kilo Yirash, he's not going to get inheritance. What's the Pshat? What's the Kilo Yirash, because he's not going to get inheritance. That's what he's chugging. The Chor is chugging him out. Matei Mitzachek. Now, oh, you'll say to me, so Rashi says Mitzachek means that he was Oisig and Gila Rashi, his dom and all that thing. The Sephorno learns that Mitzachek means that he was joking around. He was with the late Sonny Hador, he says, who was saying that Me'avimelch is Avram. Rashi told us, Avram is Avram, and that's, he was joking around, so he's making some late Sonnes over there. Then you chuck him out, and so drastically and so cruel, they threw him out, and he went, what's the pshat? Where we go? That's the third, fourth kasha, right? Number four?
Three.
Mm-hmm. So the fourth. And number five, the last kasha. Number five, we have to understand. So if a parasha, Givaldik, the parasha of the Pesh Vayero, the parasha of Akeda, the Beis Halevi already speaks about it. He asked them, first of all, they asked, we know, Velukim Niso Asavram. This was Ahiach Avram, Velukim Niso Asavram. We notice the son of Avram, we forget, as we say in the Shemot Esra, Shekovash, Avram, we said we all down for the schus of Avram, tremendous. We talk about the great thing of, hello, there was somebody else involved in the Akeda. He also had an Asayan. His name was Yitzchak, Isaac. What about Isaac? Isaac also was involved in the Akeda. It doesn't seem that there's, you know, we call it Akedah Yitzchak Avada, but the Ma'aseh Shel Dover, it seems Hashem gave this to Avraham. It doesn't talk too much about the Nisan of Yitzchak. Well, he was a Nisan of Yitzchak. He was also, he was a 37-year-old man. He was a shtick on the side. He was a shtick, was a big Nisan. He said, Hineini, he stuck out his neck. He told his father, tie him up. Very good. It doesn't seem that it seems that the Yaksus to the Nisan is to Avraham. And it seems that the whole Gansu reward, the tremendous, unbelievable reward is to Avram. What about Yitzchak? We're standing up for Yitzchak's side. What about Yitzchak over here? Why is there an Asek? Why do they talk about? Why is there a talk about the son of Yitzchak? That Yitzchak was invited to the son of Yitzchak, and a tremendous reward that's promised to Yitzchak for being through his son. So the Yisoid Rabbi Yisai, this week's Yisoid, which will answer all the Shailas Rabbi Yisai, which is a big, big, big Yisoid verse for us. Is there a Gemara Shabbos here? They don't have, they don't have, they only, in the next room there's Shabbos. The Yisoid HaDvarim is Be'emes, based on a Gemara in Shabbos, it's Yisoid Godel. And the mice for us to know and understand that the mechazik from it, especially you guys, especially, is tremendous, powerful Yisroi. The reason, this I saw for Hashem Rebbe, the Neumann, I forgot what Shavi has to say for Musar, one of the shoes already saw, I think, many years ago. But he says this Mesham Haf to answer Loit. What's the pshat that there was no big Asek about Loit's becoming? Loit's chesed, the Loit's tremendous chesed, and the Chumash, we should have got tremendous reward for that. That's what we should have been saying. He should have his own schools. He's waiting to Moise Nefesh Mamish, Ad Misa Mamish. He took them in with Mesirus Nefesh. He was trying to make all new laws in the town of the Shtu Chesed. He said, you know what, take my daughters instead, the first chayin, I don't know, first chayin. So the terrorist of the Gemara in Shabbos, that's Chafal from the base. The Gemara says, And maybe the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shabbos Chofav HaMibay, Zok the Gemara. The Gemara has a diyun over here. If Kof says Zok of Allah, Kof says, it's not really no gear what the sugi is, but when Kof says Zok of saying Zok of Allah. If when the Nair goes out on the Hanukkah, if we have to relight it or not. So the Gemara says, Om Rab Yirmi, my time, the Rav, Rav holds that you don't have to relight it. So they told over this Maimra, the shame Rav to Abaye, Mishmeid Rab Yirmi, the name of Yirmi, he wasn't Makabah. Ki Osir Rabin, Amru Rabbanu Kamei Da'abai Mishmeid Rab Yirchana, they told the shame Rab Yirchana, the Kibla. They told over this Maimra for the shame Rab Yirchana, he was Makabah. So Abai said to Gavaldiku, Izaka, if I would have been worthy, Kimirte Lishmaisa Meikara. If I would have been worthy, I would have learned it, I would have makabled it, because he was told, whatever, it could be a few years ago, whatever, when it was, a while back, he was told Allah, he wasn't makabled, I'm not makabled, that's what Rab said. A few years later, he was told again Allah. So Abai, if I was Zoicha, I would have learned the first time. So the Gemara asked, well, Gomer, one Afkamina. So after Gemara Nafkemino, the Girsa the Yankasa. The Nafkemino is for Girsa the Yankasa. The learning when he was young. So Rashi, Girsa Yam is Skyim Yosef Mishal Zikma. The learning when you're younger. The Girsa the Yankasa, the limit of the early years, has a much bigger impression for life. So Rav Neumann, the Pshat in Loit was why we didn't make such a big deal. It's because Lloyd grew up in the house of Avram. And he had been taught from a young age. He lived, not just stam, by a guy who does chesed. He lived by somebody whose metzius was chefza, was chesed. His essence was chesed. It's a lot of people living in that house. He's rubbed off his gears to the youngest. His early youth was spent by living with his Rebbe Avram and his home. His metzius was chesed. Mimela, it wasn't looked upon as Lot's godless being a Baal Chesed. He came from such a shtum, he came in a house where the Metzias is only Chesed, only saw day and night. Yoim v'layla lo yishboisu. Avram, on the other hand, came from Terach. He came from a person that was a Russia. And he went out in the world as a father of Hashem, and he built his life around Chesed. Ooh, Dos is a godless. Dos is a godless. But Lloyd, it's a shmata me, but godless, he lived, he was his metzius, his essence, he was trained that way from a little young age.
He was in Sudan.
He lived. What?
Sudan's not a problem, he was in Sudan with it.
No yeah, okay, he said it was something, but it wasn't looked upon as a godless, because it was his essence, he grew up with it. It rubbed off him from a young age, he saw it every day of a life. A person is something that Bachum don't know. You have to learn it. A person's influenced by what he's around. If he's around a Baal Chesed, if he's around a person that's a giving person, he's going to be a giver. And if he's around a taker, he's going to be a taker. And if he's around people that are doing right things, it's a very simple equation. I say it takes a long time for some people to learn this. I don't know how long. Years. Maybe centuries to learn it. They always fall back again. I don't know why it happened. Hanging around this chavra, it's going to happen. Oh yeah, I didn't think about that. And boom, next week he's back with the chavra again. What's the pshat? The pshat is that it's up to Ram. Person needs a chashi voice. If that's the pshat, it rubs off. So Lloyd, that's up to Reb Noam. That's the pshat. Lloyd, Meila Zay. Lloyd, on the other hand, being the Baal, he had the minutes of chesed, but the Maisa, he also already in last week's parasha we said he made a shita. He already had ingrained in him a different sheet from Gers the Yankasa, that he doesn't need Avram and he doesn't need Elokov. He had trained his nature, his midos, to be a person that I don't need Avram, I don't need Elokov, I want to live my life, an ego, I want to live a life where Avram is his chesed, he's going to rub off chesed, I do chesed when he can. But the Maizah Sova Shodova, he was a greedy person, and those meanings of greedy we learned in last week's parasha. And those meanings of greedy, he never worked on them. If he didn't work on them, he didn't change. And so when it came now to go live by Avram, he felt that it's going to be the same thing as before. It's made it, again, the same story. The reason why he didn't want to go back to Avram is because he had ingrained in him this midah that he's not going to be able to live by Avram. He's not going to be able to further his wealth, his greediness, and his ruts to take and to get. So maybe that's why he didn't go back to Avram. Vaita. What's the pshat? We asked Vateros and Mitzachek. I want to say the same Yisoid over here. That Sarah saw. It wasn't just Tom, he made a joke, a nice joke in the dining room. He was just joking around here and there. He was telling a few good lines about the rabbi and the priest and the iman, whatever he is. Mitzachek means also, I want to say Balash Mitzachek means he was at the essence of tzchoik. That means she saw from a young age that this guy is a leitz. Yishmol is a leitz. He has the midah of leitzonitzin. Mimela she realized he lo yirash. I guess we always say he lo yirash. Not the pshat physically. We lo yirash. The halacha speaks this out also in the pshat lo yirash. The pshat can never be pshat to Beis Avram. Beis Avram is a house of seriousness. It's a house that understands that we have to do Ratzon Hashem. There's no word of laughter. Laughter is a good thing. It's supposed to laugh. But the Maisa Soiva Sholdova, Leitzon is making fun, putting down Mizalzel. That's his nature, Yishmol. Oh. That type of nature is going to lead something way away from it. It's total opposite, diametrically opposed to the Mahalach of Avram, this world. Avram is a world, this world is a serious world, there's a Mahalach Abriya. Leitzonis is just to make fun of that whole Mahalach, especially with the Leitzonis he was doing, was making fun of the whole Metzias that Hashem did a nace for Avram, like Leitzonis Yador. The Mele, since he saw that, she saw that from young age, he's like Yirash, he's not going to be Zeichah. So she saw deep down that this is not just Stam. He's making Stam jokes. He's Stam joking around. Now the Pshat, it's a Makor in the Midas of Girsa, the Yankasa. It's the early youth where what he's Oisig and what he's trained in. And if that's his training, Sefer Sholdova, that's what's going to come from him. He's going to be not a serious person. He's not going to treat life serious. Life's not going to be serious to him. And that is the Metzias, what Avram was trying to teach in the world. The Mele, we can understand the fees there. That's why Avram was masking to chuck him out and to get new, and not to have shaykhs, but to be mitzvah. Because the pshat was that, if you get the total antithesis to what Avram was trying to bring to the world. And finally, this answer, Kashra Kedis Yitzchak. The base of Levi, others have different to one of time, the very Geshmak. Yitzchak Faket, he was trained from a young age the seriousness of life. He was trained that the seriousness of life is b'yiri oylam ratzon Hashem, to do ratzon Hashem. V'keh Yitzchak is midas hadin. That was his training. That was his nature. His nature was midas hadin. So for him, that was nesoyin. Chazal was nesoyin, but the nesoyin wasn't as great. It wasn't. But Avram v'keh. What was his training? His training was midas hachesed. Midas hachesed. The training of Avram was in midas hachesed. Midas HaChesed is to give, not to Chas V'Shalom take away life. Fakir, the Rebbe Eliyahu Lopian, he asked the Gevalda Gekasha. He says, what was a greater Nisayan? Ur Kazdim, the first Nisayan? Ur Kazdim, going into the Kivshin HaEish? Or the last Nisayan, which the Chorah goes up in Darga, the highest, his highest son was Kedis Abba, Kedis Yitzchak, to take his own son. So he said, if you ask anybody, the Nisayon from Ur Kasdim was greater. For Voss, very posh. Ur Kasdim, Akash Baruch didn't come to him yet. He never had Hashem didn't speak to him, nothing. He came to Akkar himself as a Bari Oilam. So now Nimrod comes to him and says, listen, man, this is not how it goes over here. Over here, we don't believe anybody. We only believe in our own thing. So you got a choice. You want to believe in this? Very nice. If not, we're going to fry you for lunch today. We're going to turn up the coals, put you in the furnace. You got a choice. Avram, without being commanded, without knowing, just because he understood 100% the clarity of it, that has to be a Bari Olam, he jumped into the furnace. And here comes the story. The last story is what? Avram has to go on. Hashem comes to him. Avram, please do this. Hashem spoke to him. You know, anybody Hashem comes to him, you know, what would he do? Well, some guy would just turn over. That's just a dream. But the Maisa. But what would a guy really do? A guy eventually comes to you first and says, listen, I want you to do this. Okay, it's an Nisoyim, but at the end of the day, forget it, Shach, yes, and the Sefer, Aviyazi, what was the big Nisoyim? Forget, so he says that it was the Nisoyim, because it came to us in a dream, and he could have interpreted it different ways, and he interpreted it like it really was. So is Mazar of Shach and Abiyazi. But Lamai says, Sovish Shal Dov, what was the big time Nisayan? I mean, it was Nisayan, that's still Nisayan to take your child and offer him as a love. But compared to Urkazdin, the Chayra Urkazdin was much greater, and yet we say that the Chayra Urkazdin was the least, and this is the greatest. So the Leviyot, unbelievable Pshat. He says, the Pshat was that Avram, the reason why it was unbelievable Nisayan was because Avram was going around preaching in the whole entire world. A Bernard Shalom is a God of love. He doesn't hold of the whole halach of idol worship. He doesn't hold, obviously, he doesn't hold the whole of what they're doing with the idols. He doesn't hold it. He holds it's wrong. There's a world, Olam Chesed Yibana. Hashem made a world to do chesed with people. And what was their worship? What was their religion? Their religion was so much that if the idol said, if they heard it, whatever they made up, or if they did say it, didn't say it, to kill your son, take your son and kill it for the idol. So their whole religion was based on whatever the idol says, kill, maim, whatever you have to do to your child. Here Avram's coming saying, this is chas v'shalom, you guys are screaming out in the world, there's a toys gadol. You make a tremendous mistake. That's not what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from the world. He wants a world of Olam Chesed Yibana. He wanted a world of chesed. And that's why Avram, his home, he sees was making chesed, doing chesed with everybody. It was to show that the world, this is the tachlis of what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from the world. And here, he's mitzav himself, Kadosh Baruch Hu, take your son. What's going to happen now? Avram still look like the biggest hypocrite. You have to close all the yeshiva, all the Baal Tshuvas. Yeshivas are closed up now. Avram's going to come back and say, you're screaming, Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a pelle de gezah. That's not the level of the yo. The Chor of the Rishonim was in command impossible. The Chor was in command impossible. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, go take your son. This, Gershom, one sec. He could have said, Gershom, what are you telling me to do? I'm here to make your whole world recognize as a Bari Oilo. And what is the boy I'm screaming out? Olam Chesed, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants Chesed. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants a world that we thank Him and we can connect to Him and Chesed. All this stuff, what they're doing is crazy. They're killing their children for their idol worship and killing and this. And here, Avram is going to go, check this son, according to what Kadosh said. That's it. Hypocrite! Don't get on that pedal. Don't get on the podium and say anything, Abraham. We're going to throw tomatoes at you. You say one more word about your God, we're taking tomatoes and we're mamish chucking him on you. What's going on with this business? You're screaming the whole time, Chesed, Chesed, there you are, you're shouting your own son. Obviously, Hashem didn't want him shouted, he wanted to bring him up, whatever. But Sovah Shel Dover, that was it. So that's when the son was great for Avram. He was trained in Midas HaChesed. That was his essence. It was total antithesis of his whole Metzias. I'm reading the word of the Levi, it's even verb, right? It was the only antithesis of what he was preaching. But it was the only antithesis of his nature. The Goyin says, after your dati, Kirei Elokim, now I know, what's now I know? He says, the Pshat is because it could be maybe Avram did everything for the Baruch Hu because it was like his nature. He's Chesed Avram. But now he has to go, Mamish connected his nature. That's Kavas. That's Nisoyin. That is Be'emes, the Yisoyin of Nisoyin. That's a different Shemuz. Nisoyin of Nisoyin is when it's the hardest, it's most difficult. When it's totally connected, what you hurry the way you are, yeah, and you have to find through, that's Nisoyin. But the Yisoyin again is the same Yisoyin. Why was Nisoyin? Because Avram's training, and his gears the Yankisa, and the way he trained his whole life was Chesed, 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 and now he's asked to do the opposite of Chesed. And that's the Gaza of Rome, to be so flexible in that meter, that without a person that has to work on a tremendous meter. The Kadosh Baruch Hu asks you to go the opposite meter, go the opposite way for him now. That's godless. That's godless. That's insane. But that shows how much you're an Eved Hashem. An Eved Hashem is that whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu asks me, even if he asks me to do faket, what I believe in, what I understood the Kadosh Baruch Hu's rotten is, faket! Eved Hashem. Those are the gallows of Rabbi. But the mice of the Yisoy, we want to buy yours all these Mekoyimis of Isai. The whole of this theme that we're taking out, one theme from the parasha, is the Yisoy of how much gives the Yankas affects a person of Isai. How much what we do when we're younger, Rabbi Isai, this is so, so harsh, Rabbi Isai. We don't realize, Rabbi Isai, it's very, come to Israel. My 2 years to learn Israel. I'm going to El-Al ticket. And sit in the back and watch all the movies and then come to Eretz Yisrael and then try to get into it and do a little bit here, a little bit there, eating, or get, you know, every pizza shop, I have all, you know, stubs for every pizza shop I ate in, I'd make an album at the end of the year, all the pizza shops I ate in, all the restaurants, and we went to the Chinese restaurant with Ho Fong Ku, and he had his kippah also, and we make pictures with him. I go, Valda, this is my year in Israel. My year in Israel album. And that's when he comes back. That was his gears to the Yankees. He spent, I'm not saying about eating restaurants and enjoy, but a person has to realize that these years, and it's so, I used to hear from my Rebbe also, and now I'm older, I see it so much. These years are about saying, it's gears to the Yankees. Whatever you ingrain, value in learning, by Zok, gears to the Yankees, learning. Person's mind, when he gets older, it's not, as Rashi says, not his time. Things you have to take in later, it's not his time. A person has to know, he has to pound away these years. He has to stuff it in these years. But these are the years where the brain is so flexible, that so you can contain so much, you get so much in there. But also, like we learned this week's passage, realness-wise, that things that you ingrain and you work on, and you have to work on it. Doesn't come, some things don't come natural. Avram did come naturally. He had to break away. That was what he was goddess of his. He had to break away and ingrain in himself from a young age to be a Baal Chesed, connected his father. But things that you want to change your nature, you want to work on your midas, and your whole life you have to work on midas. A whole life you have to know that was God's of Avram Chesed Yisrael, that he was able even when he was zikna to mamish go the opposite direction and load faker. He wasn't able to do that. That's why he wasn't able to go back to Avram. We got to be flexible. We got to be young. Even when we're older, we got to be young. But certainly when we're young, we got to be young. Certainly when you have the koiches. And the heart is open to inscribe, like the Mishnah says, always the heart is open to inscribe on it. Mamish, it's like a new luach, the Chazal say. It's like a new luach, it's like a fresh board, a fresh new blackboard, not one, you know, coming, you know, it's a new, you know, you're going to a new school, Mamish's Lake, where they put up a new school, and you come in the first day, oh, the blackboard, the erases, nice and fresh. You know, the guy comes into this school, whatever it's called, the Chay, I don't want to get a specific school, the Chay that's been the man for 25 years, he's now come to the 6th grade with that old scrubby, you know, they don't have any blackboard, might as well, but the chalk is half broken, the blackboard is not, you see like still the names of Mr. Blackbaum, you know, the English teacher, you know, you see on the point a big picture of him, you know, with his big nose, and then it's all scribbled and erased, and the whole blackboard, you come to the class, it's nice, you don't feel afraid, you come with a new blackboard, you know, everything's fresh, a new piece, a new eraser, mamish, the desks are all new, you come in there, you feel, it's fresh, we can learn this. That's what Chazal say, that's the metzias of a youthful person, a person in his young years, he's mamish fresh, it's a luach chodosh. A person doesn't realize, like they say, it's chaval, youth is wasted on the young people, you know, vitality, and all the gevalda gezach to learn even more, you know, with more koiches and the hours and also the midas. You have to work on the midas, to take a certain thing and to work on it. Once you get, you know, like they always say, I was speaking to an old relative of mine, I tried to tell him to be a little more firm. So the answer was, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. That was the lesson this lady told me. It was like an old aunt, whatever. You can't, Aunt Shirley, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. That's what we have to, first of all, it's the toys, because we're not old dogs. Even when we get older, we're not old dogs, and it's not new tricks, it's what we're supposed to do. But well, that's the Matthias, that's how the Matthias in the veil. Once you get older, you get into a certain, you know, you get into your customness, what you're used to, you get into your whole, you know, your whole routine, same routine every single day, get up to the 9:30 minion, roll in there, get a cup of coffee, then I join them for Kriya Shema and Shmona Esrei. After Shmona Esrei, we go out and shmooze, we have a shmooze with the Olam, and we go to the mikveh and talk for an hour, the mikveh raid. And I've been doing it for 20 years. I know every single piece of news before it comes out. I'm the mikveh man. I know everything going on in the mikveh. This guy, that guy, what's going on in his life. Well, that guy's getting divorced. That guy's getting married for the 8th time. That guy's getting married for the 7th time. He's marrying his wife. He's marrying her, his wife. He's getting divorced. He's getting this. He's getting this. He's getting this and that. Every shtigl shtus. I've been doing it for 25 years. Mamish nish lashon hara geret, but they would speak thousands of words of lashon hara. Mamish, the whole mikveh could be filled of thousands of pounds of water of all the lashon hara in the mikveh while he's being tovel v'sheretz biyadai. Mamish zogged a good piece of lashon hara in, up, and when he goes down under, if he can talk under the water, he gets a what's it called, one of those for the snorkels, and they talk underwater, the news in the mikveh, and it's schmoozing, and new snorkel news, they're coming out with them for the special for the mikveh snorkels. and coming out schmoozing through the snorkels to each other. All the good mikveh news. And that's for 20 years. He can't stop it. He can't stop it drinking that coffee and speaking Lashon Hara and the mikveh. He can't stop. He got a routine. But if a person works at himself, these are the years you have to realize. Years to mamash to estela vek. Shazach for it. Lloyd became an unbelievable chesed just by the years he lived. But years of the youngest, and we have these years in Eretz Yisrael, but these are years that'll never come back. A person always thinks back the years, and you have to make a cheshbon. What's the right thing to do with them? But make a cheshbon. How am I going to accomplish and learn? First of all, these years are pound away. Amol. A yeshiva bachur left yeshiva. You know, he finished shas. He had shas under his belt. He had shulchan aruch. He had minister brura. Now what does he have under his belt? Donuts. Chilling. Thursday night tonight! I've eaten the last six Thursday, Baruch Hashem, six different places. I ate chilling every Thursday night. I'm going this week. I might make a seventh place. A new place has just opened up. I'm going to taste the chilling till 4 in the morning. And what did he get? The boy said, what did he come back with this year? He came back with a prescription from the doctor for his heartburn. That's what he came back with. Heartburn. That's what he came back with. Heartburn and stomach pains and all Shabbos he's playing his stomach pain. And next week, what's going to happen again? Cholent! Another dive into that cholent, Be'ez Hashem. It was, this is the Baruch Hashem, I got those pills. What's those things called? I forgot the Tums for the tummy. I got my Tums. And Baruch Hashem, I'm all set this week. I had them sent up. Came up. Somebody was coming up from Lakewood and he sent me 16 bags of Tums. I'm set for this man, Mom. Service will double. What does he come out with his mind? FS. Like I said, indigestion. He's overweight. He had an opportunity to us. That's the var. People don't realize they come to Eretz Yisrael, the opportunity in Eretz Yisrael. Chazal say, Avir Dezo Machkin. I always say the Mashon, Yidon Chotbeis says, the Yitzhar showed that lesson in Eretz Yisrael. A person can unbelievable steig in Eretz Yisrael. You don't have the same. Okay, today we have the phone, so we're really hooked up to anywhere in the world. But you're around Ruchnias, you go to the Kosel, you have people around, Tzaddiki Oilam, you get a kesher with. Go to a neighbor, a Chashav Yid. I always don't like, you have people that you're Mamish Chashav Yid and walking around the streets, Alti Yid. You go, I had a neighbor living by me. You know, if he was lifted a few years ago, I should do more, but I used to go to, whenever I could, I went to speak to him, I get Shalom Aleichem, I have a little shaykh, I should have more. When they talk with yeshiva, I should have more, but to have a shaykh would be an ashram chashuvah, but you can learn tremendous zachah from that. This yid was a person that was b'shamash b'shach, and he'd tell me stories all the time from b'shach. There's people out there that are, people don't know about them. They didn't make the Hamodiah, they didn't make the Mishpacha magazine, even you know, in the back. I'm not talking about the front page. That, you don't make it unless you're the mayor or something like that. But I'm talking about even the back page with the rebbes. He's not a rebbe. You know, Yugavasa rebbe and the Nagelvasa rebbe. He's none of these rebbes. He's a pasher, a gavaldik, a yid who went through Europe, who went through who's that. You can mamash learn from them. You take a little name, make a seder with a person like that, or you learn from them. And the Bruce said, you can manage gain unbelievable zach, and these things, they never come back. You say, oh, I should have, I could have, I would have. You get back to the old years, and you say, how much you could have accomplished? You make a Thursday night Seder, that, again, everything, some people are married, you have to know. But Thursday night, it was, the halak of Thursday nights and the Fridays, it was, how much time is wasted? It was, how long can you polish your shoes for? I mean, they don't polish shoes, no shoe polish, and the Friday, what does the guy do on Friday? Does he open the safer? Crack it open, you know? Is it for a whole Friday? Friday could be mama shtag away, and Thursday nights. I'm all he didn't learn stay up the whole Thursday night. I saw it in Rav Sheinberg's book. He used to go in the doctor. He used to stay up the whole Thursday night till Friday night. So a lot of them had that minute. You know, seen I was wrong. They stayed up. We're not holding the Uzma drink, but make a Seder Thursday night. Take in a little bit more, boys. Chaperan, and you don't realize these are things that are going to be forever because it's gears of the youngest. It's not something you'll get a routine to make a Thursday night seder. It could be your whole life. You move back from Detroit, Michigan, and over there Thursday nights you'll make a chabura on Thursday nights. Why? Because in Eretz Yisrael Thursday night was your zach, or Friday when it's a very shvara day. You took upon Friday to make an everyday seder in Detroit, you know, in Cleveland, Ohio. You're going to have a seder on Friday, a mishta burush, and create the whole thing. It'll be a different world. Why? Because of the yaldusa, you geshaft at a young age. This zakah was, you made the routine, and these are the years. Don't waste them. That's what I'm saying, Rav Ossi. Don't waste them. It's the opportunity now. You never had these opportunities. Now you get older, like I said, it just gets, it's so routine. You get old. You see every guy, the same guy, walking to shul with the same walk at the same time, every time. Come on, Larry. Get earlier to the shul already. This, how long? You get to 10:30 minyan already. 50 years walking in there till he puts on his tefillin, 11 o'clock. It's after my, how long? What's the pshat? Well, he's a bacher, that's what he did. He did the bacher hop. And then he became a guy, a 10:30 man. And that was it. Until he's 75 years old, he's still doing the 10:30 hop. Mit the mikvah, on the mikvah. It's a brilliant side. This is, if you establish yourself, you got to the chakras, whatever it is, each guy that works for speaking with their Rebbe, where they can improve, where they can make those changes, where they can establish the gifts of the youngest. But he realizes, Rabbi, it's a dover that's miskayim, zokrashi, marbe yoisa, from the older years of Yoisa. So, Avada, no matter what age, you have to be young, and you have to realize you have the youthfulness. Like, Rabbi Feifel tells the story of a woman that once came to him. She was a woman that had a shas with Rabbi Feifel in Farakaway. She was 101 years old, she was in a nursing home over there. And the mice of the nurse, she was, so 1 week she told her to Rabbi Feifel, or someone was reading, Rabbi Feifel was spoken on the shmuz how ungodless was that she made a kabbalah to metabol to do baha, fast the baha. I don't know if you know what that is. It's a strange minute from the Chinese people, Chinese Jews. But they do it somewhere also. There's a thing called baha. We had to say the hay of it. Go to the Chassidus Shishtili, you're okay. But anyway, baha, so you have baha. So the Maizah, she was metabol to fast baha. So what happened? Nurse had come to prick her to take blood from her, and by accident she couldn't find the vein, and she let out a shout. So because she lost control of herself, so she decided that she has to do something. Then she was makabel b'hav. So Rav Feifel was speaking out. This lady is 101 year old. She's 15 year old, but there's so many 15 year olds, or let's call them 21 year olds. There are over 100 of us. The way they walk to shul, you would think they were maybe pushing 95 until they get from their bed to the shul. About 1 hour till he steps and gets the tefillin. What's the pshat? You could be youthful even then, and that you have to be. But with vada, in your youth, you have to be youthful, because whatever you accomplish now, it's la'oilum void, it's the sky. The gears of the youngster should be something that we set our goals on to establish. Whatever we can during these years, be'ezah Hashem, we miskayim. We'll build ourselves to be true b'nei Torah, b'zirch v'ezah Hashem, and give nachas ruach lo yotzeh.